Can you give me an idea of how widely the mule deer in northern Arizona are roaming and kind of places where they might be trying to cross highways?
You know, if you took human development out of it, those animals would be able to travel as far as they needed to survive. And in the case of some of the animals in, say, Wyoming, some of those mule deer actually can go 100 miles or more between their winter and summer ranges. In our case, because of the highways like I-40 and I-17, those animals are really limited on their ability to move. They don't try to cross roads that often, and when they do cross roads, the risk of getting hit by a vehicle is pretty high.
So why put radio collars on mule deer? What can you learn from that kind of information?
Basically, whenever we collar an animal, we learn something. You'll learn, you know, movement paths and habitat that they select. In this particular instance, we're looking at corridors. We know that they might spend time, you know, in winter range or summer range, but we don't know how they get there. And that reason that's important, key goal is to keep habitat fragmentation from happening. So if an animal gets blocked from moving from its summer to winter range, it can't survive as easily. And so we try to find ways to promote that movement.
Yeah, habitat fragmentation, what is that?
Basically, it's taking an area an animal lives in and it's cutting it down into an area that makes it harder to survive. For example, for us, if we live in an area where we can, you know, get to the local restaurant to get some food and, you know, be able to go get resources at the grocery store, and then someone were to put a wall in the way, then you wouldn't be able to get to that, you know, grocery store, for example, and now you might just have to go to the local Circle K, and eventually, if you get chopped down further and further, you might be stuck in your house at some point and you can't survive at all. And that's what habitat fragmentation can do to wildlife. Makes it harder for them to survive as those areas that they live in get smaller and smaller and they can't get out of them.
Okay, and this is happening because of highways, fences, roads, things like that.
Yeah, highways, fences, roads, development, can even be railroads, canals. There's a lot of things that can happen that keep animals from, you know, being able to move around their habitat normally and get to areas easier for survival.
Okay, so how can this data potentially lead to fewer collisions on the roads with mule deer?
One of the things we've done here in Arizona is we've used GPS data to look at where to put wildlife crossings for wildlife to get across roads safe. And one of the better examples of that in our state would be Highway 93 near Hoover Dam, where we had bighorn sheep that were getting hit by cars. And so now what you'll see there is you'll see these overpasses, and we had, you know, 6,000 or more sheep cross those within the first 4 years. So they were working really well. And so that's kind of the best example of how we use GPS data to reduce the potential for animals to get hit on the road, but also keep that habitat fragmentation from happening. And so ideally, with a project in Flagstaff, if there's an area on one of those highways where animals are getting hit, having that data makes it a much more powerful tool to help make a decision to do something like that.
Jeff Gagnon, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Okay, thank you.